Hello, everyone. This is Kevin, and you're listening to English Roundtable. I'm joined today by Shane. He is a longtime guest, and he's here to talk a little bit about cooking and some things going on here at our campus at Kiffel. So how are you doing today, Shane?
Fine, thanks, Kevin. Thanks for inviting me today.
So, tell us a little bit more about the cooking club that you were telling me earlier.
Okay, so we do have a cooking club at Kanda, and it's called the Kiffel Cooking Club. So prior to the COVID pandemic, we had the cooking club operating, and we had about 10 members at that time. But, when COVID hit, we had to stop everything like that. So basically, it was closed down for about 3 years, and just this year, we opened it up again.
Okay, so it's been a while, and you lost those members.
Right, since they graduated.
Right. So how's it going since you reopened the club?
Well, we did have one meeting day set up, but actually no one showed up. So because it was due to lack of promotion. Mm. So what we're doing this Friday, actually, we have an event called French Fry Friday, which we will cook up some French fries, offer them to the kids, and just talk about joining the club.
Okay, great.
It's kind of like a recruiting event, actually.
So hopefully to get some people interested and involved.
Right.
Will they actually be able to help with cooking the French fries, or you're more just offering it?
Yeah, not this Friday, but usually what a normal meeting would be like is we decide on what to cook or bake, mm-hmm. and the students come to the kitchen about little after five when they finish school, and we bake or cook the planned item, and then we just enjoy eating it after that.
Okay.
Yeah. But this Friday, because it's more like a recruiting event, we'll just have everything ready for them.
I see. And is this kind of club built to get interested in not only cooking, but are you also doing some English exercises as well?
Yes. So it's actually everything is in English in the kitchen. So it's a way to practice your English and also learn some cooking skills as well.
Yeah.
And enjoy some good food.
Yeah. Afterwards, you can enjoy it. So how many members as far as the team goes? So you're, I'm guessing, included in that. Are there other instructors that are a part of this?
There's one more instructor. His name's Adrian. You mm-hmm. probably know Adrian. Yeah. So he's helping me this year.
Okay.
And right now we're just trying to recruit get the word out for this Friday.
I see.
Right.
Sometimes I've gone past there and I've seen classes taking part. Is that the club or do other instructors use it?
No, so that's probably an EIC class because we're allowed to take our EIC class there once per term.
Okay, yep. I see. And that's, again, just to kind of get students to talk and cook and...
Right, it's just a little break between, just a little break that students enjoy. And we also share our local food dishes. For example, I'm from Hawaii, so the last time I went to the kitchen was a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We cooked something called loko moko, which is a popular food dish in Hawaii.
What is loko moko?
Okay, good question. Loko moko is a dish that's basically, think of a bowl with rice in the bottom, a hamburger patty. On top of the hamburger patty, there's a sunny side up egg, and over everything is brown gravy sauce.
Ooh, that sounds great.
It is, yeah.
Sounds really good. And speaking of gravy, I really miss gravy.
Okay, yeah.
So next time you make a batch, feel free to get me
I'll send one up to you.
Yeah, that'd be great. It may not be the same because coming from the South, our gravy
It's a little different, yeah.
But I'll take any kind.
I just use the S&B brand instant gravy.
So okay.
It's easy.
So. I see. Right. Yeah, I love biscuits and gravy. That's what I miss a lot. It's very hard to come by.
Right. I usually like my gravy over mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's another good staple.
right.
So what other kind of dishes are being created? I know before you've brought up some food to me in my office.
Right.
And is it usually desserts? Is it, like you said, your local native foods?
Right. So the last dessert I brought up to you was called butter mochi.
Yes, that's
so,
right.
Yeah, it's from Hawaii. So because there's a large Japanese community in Hawaii, so a lot of Japanese dishes, are usually eaten in Hawaii. So butter mochi is actually, it's baked. So the consistency is like a mochi, but it's not like the traditional Japanese mochi here. Yeah.
Okay, I see. Right. Yeah, that's another question I've got is, there is a large presence of Japanese in Hawaii.
Right.
So what kind of twists are there on the cuisines?
It's kind of like a fusion type of dish usually. The base food is base dish is Japanese, but with maybe little different twists, like different ingredients maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they might change something minor. Yeah.
So sort of like the butter mochi, for example.
Kind of, yeah. Right.
Okay, very interesting. And so you're trying to get some students involved to the club. And French Fry Friday, do you have any other kind of promotions planned?
So far, not yet. We'll see how it goes on Friday. And if we do need more members, then we'll think about something else.
I see.
Right.
Yeah, it makes me think, too, about how many people can actually cook, young people.
Right, yeah, so what I found out was a lot of our students have part-time jobs after work, so we tried to figure out a day that's best for everyone. And we did the last meeting on a Monday, which I found out later that a lot of students have part-time jobs on Mondays, so we're going to try Friday this time.
Okay.
See how it goes, yeah.
Gotcha. Well, my other question, too, with that was, you know, I didn't really start cooking until I got out on my own.
Right.
And that was in my 20s. And then how about you? Did you grow up with cooking? How did you get interested? Or is this something that was just thrown at you and you have to take it over?
When I was younger, from about sixth grade in elementary school, I was in the Boy Scouts. And when we went hiking, we learned how to cook ourselves, you know, over campfires and things like that. So that's where I learned most of my cooking skills from the Boy Scouts. Yeah.
And then that and just kind of continued?
Right. It just kind of grew, you know, organically from there.
Are there any dishes that you prefer, you enjoy making?
Well, I like making just things that I miss eating. For example, tacos, you know, things like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to come by a lot of those ingredients.
Right.
But recently I've seen in the supermarkets, they have like the, was it El Paso brand? They have those like tortillas.
Right.
And then you can also get some salsa. But the one thing that I cannot seem to find are nacho chips.
Ah, yeah.
Or tortilla chips. Like I cannot find a good, and if I do find them, they're oversalted or, I don't know, there's just something missing about them.
Right. The best tortilla chips I've found so far in Japan is from Costco.
Oh, of course, yeah. I'm sure you can find the Tostitos brand.
Right. Or they have like their own, the Kirkland brand of tortilla chips.
Okay, yeah. I see. Yeah, see, the ones that I really miss are the, if you go to like a Mexican restaurant, the kind of
the freshly
light
made
brown.
Ones?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, those are the best.
Yeah, one of our teachers, I don't know if you know, his name is Marcos. He's Mexican-American, so he actually made his own tortillas and chips one day in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to go down next time
when he's there
making. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll definitely pop in and give some money or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the other question. So you have to bring your own ingredients. Is that right?
Yeah. So usually, in my class, I usually have the class share in the cost. So basically, I set up teams, like one shopping team, and give them the list of ingredients to purchase.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, and there's a limit, though, like about 500 yen maximum per student.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
But sometimes if the cost is relatively low, I just, you know, as a present to my class, I just buy the ingredients for them.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Yeah. And then, again, I'm trying to get a little bit deeper with, like, the age, because you were young, started cooking, and then continued.
Right.
But I sometimes think about students that you get in the class that maybe this is the first time they've ever cooked. Have you ever had that kind of experience? Yeah.
So sometimes I run across students. I teach the first year, so most of my students are anywhere between 18 and 20. Sometimes some students have never cooked before. They don't know how to cut an onion. For example, one student took about 10 minutes to cut an onion once. So
I mean, if you've got mommy making everything, you don't get the experience.
Yeah, so one of the goals of the cooking club is, you know, to teach students how to, not only how to cook, but how to cut things, you know, just kitchen skills.
Yeah,
so they can be more independent in the future.
Right, right. Yeah. Cooking independence.
Right, right.
Yeah, because what's going to happen if, you know, mom's not in the house to make your bento?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great skill to learn. I'm really glad that I started getting into it. Mm-hmm. It's certainly something that I didn't foresee to do, because, again, I had the same kind of growing up, you know, my mother would maybe take care of all the food and grocery shopping. So for me, getting in my 20s, being more independent was quite an eye-opener.
Right, right.
And then you realize if you just eat fast food every day, that's not good. It's expensive.
I mean, of course, you know, if you have the funds, you could do Uber Eats every day, but it's not the best thing to do.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's always good to have a skill like cooking that you could, you know, rely upon someday.
Yeah. Right, yep. Exactly. So any dishes that you've struggled with, or there's something that you maybe want to make in the future that you just haven't had the chance? Or
Probably some. I struggle with more baking things, like, for example, cakes, things like that, because it's a little more challenging.
Right, right.
But so in the future, I'd probably like to improve my baking skills, if anything.
Mm. Right. And how's the kitchen equipped? Are you able to do some baking in that kitchen? I don't know what setup you have there.
Right. There is an oven there and a bigger oven.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you talking like a small oven that's built into your house?
Similar to like a typical oven that you'd see in the U.S.
Okay. Right. So you could actually put a turkey in it.
You could put a turkey
in it. All right. That's all I care about.
Okay.
Yeah, those are hard to come by. I feel like unless you have the space and
right.
and the money.
Actually, there's this teacher at Kanda. He designed his own kitchen, so he did that because he wanted an oven, and he does a lot of baking.
Oh yeah.
So I've been to his house party. He occasionally has house parties. So the last time I was there, I think he made a roast pork.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah,
so a shoulder of pork he roasted in his oven.
Oh,
and he often
nice.
Bakes his own bread. So I see him during lunch. He has his own sandwiches made from bread that he baked. Yeah. So,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing like just fresh homemade bread that you've actually created.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially in Japan, it's really hard to find bread other than white bread.
You know, true,
sliced
true.
White
yeah.
bread, yeah.
Yeah, because I'll take like a whole grain or something like
right,
that any
right.
day.
But yeah, that's a good back point. In Hawaii, I just go to Costco or the regular supermarket, I just buy a whole grain loaf and mm-hmm. Make sandwiches from that. But it's really hard to find that kind of breads in Japan.
Right, yeah. right. Is there anything that you're going to maybe make in the future with your students?
We'll just probably stick with something simple, you know, just because they're new.
Right.
And if they are, you know, good at cooking or good at working in the kitchen, then we'll think about other more difficult things to make.
So what are some simple items? You know, I mean, obviously they can boil water, I hope.
Right. yeah. Well, probably maybe a simple cookie maybe or...
Okay.
Yeah.
So cookies.
Cookies, maybe some dish that they could eat for dinner. Fried rice is always popular.
Okay.
Things like that, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, that's very, very simple.
Right.
So like baby steps. You don't want to throw them in too deep and make
Eggs
Benedict or something.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay. All right, Shane, thank you very much for joining and telling us a little bit about what's going on at Kanda and the Kanda Kitchen Club, I believe that's what it's called. Is that right?
Kifo Cooking Club.
Cooking Club. There
yes.
we go.
yeah.
So if you're hungry at all, stop by sometime and maybe you might catch some students making some good food.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Shane.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for listening to English Roundtable made possible by Kanda Gaigo Career College in Tokyo, Japan. If you enjoyed hearing natural English conversation, subscribe and like us wherever you're listening and check us out on YouTube, Twitter, and our other SNS platforms, which will be in the description for this episode. Head over to the YouTube page to see some of the keywords we used in the conversation and other activities to test your English listening skills. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next episode.